The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Everybody, this is WTBR PCTV live from Taconic. My name is Bill Sturgeon. Yes, they resurrected me. I love doing this show. I'll come out of retirement or wherever else I may be to do this because I have such true belief in the Pittsfield school system, PHS, and Taconic. What they do here at this school and PHS and all the elementary schools is amazing. So today I've got two really wonderful guests. And when we think about education today, it's a whole different world. And I say this, I know I repeat myself, but when you get to be 79, you can repeat yourself too. I say this to the critics sometimes, and I see them online, and it's not your father or your grandfather's high school anymore. Things have changed. This room itself is living technology. And they let me in it. So there you go. But they don't let me touch anything. It's like at the station. When I used to be out on Federico Drive, I could go in the studio, but they made me wear mittens, so I didn't press any buttons. But I have two guests with me today. I am so happy. Marcy Simon, and she'll tell you, she's got a title. She's like Tammy Gage. They have titles that long. And someone who's mature beyond his years, someone I've watched develop into a wonderful young man. Introduce yourself.
I'm Brendan Bales.
Brendan Bales from Taconic High School senior. He's going to be graduating. And he's going to tell you what college he has been accepted into. So without further ado, we're going to start the show. And Marcy, please tell us your official title.
My official title is Supervisor of Career Technical Education here at Taconic High School.
And what does that mean?
So that means that I oversee all of our 15, soon to be 16, vocational programs here at Taconic. I coordinate with the instructors to make sure that they have the curriculum they need, the technology they need, and look at our instructional hours to make sure our students are getting all of the instructional hours that they need.
And what we'll get into the programming on how they intertwine academics and shop or whatever the term is now, job placement, which Marcy does.
Yep.
Now, Marcy's like Tammy Gage, the kind of reserved, like myself. But Marcy's job is integral to this entire program because she gets them the jobs with the employers and oversees all that. And how many programs do we have now and how many students in the program?
So we have 15 students. We currently have over almost 700 vocational students here at Taconic this year. We're graduating our last class with Brendan's class this year of students that are on non-CTE schedules, and there's about 60 of those students that are graduating
Wow.
this year.
Now, what does that mean, non-CTE?
So that means when we first, the first inception of Taconic and both
Yeah.
Pittsfield High School,
Yeah.
Before we combined in one campus, it was called a comprehensive model. So there were vocational students in the school, and there were non-vocational
Right.
students in the school. So as we committed, as the, you know, the Pittsfield School Committee committed, 4 years ago to making Taconic an all-vocational school.
Right.
We transitioned each year, and
oh,
then this
cool.
is the last year that we'll be graduating non-CT students.
Wow. And Brendan, you're one of the first that were at Taconic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be leaving to go where? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm going to Syracuse University's Newhouse School of Communications.
Syracuse University Newhouse School. For those to know anything about broadcasting and news and everything, that's the gold standard, in my opinion. Oh, and I have to say this. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way, no way, represent the Pittsfield School Department or School Committee. I've known Brendan for a very long time, and I can tell you he's one of the finest young men that I know. He's he's performed here. Mm-hmm. You just won an award, right?
I did. I won the MAVA Outstanding CTE Student of the Year Award. There was a whole big fancy dinner in Worcester.
Wow.
Mechanics Hall.
And what does MAVA stand for?
It's the Massachusetts Association for Vocational Administrators. Yes, it's a very important award statewide. So we were joined by all of the other outstanding students from each vocational school in April in Worcester. Yes.
Yeah, and today I guess there's a and you know this probably more than I, both of you. There's a huge emphasis on the trades.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, because AI and all this stuff. But it's nice to think Taconic and Pittsfield were visionaries when they put this school together. And I want to thank all the people that had anything to do with that, starting with Carmen Massimiano, Kathy Yan, Joe Curtis, Dr. McCandless, and everybody before, Dr. Eberwein. They were visionaries.
Absolutely.
You know, and now, how many do we have? So, they got a waiting list, right, for vocational?
Yes. This was the first year with our application process. This pass that closed this March 1st was the first time we had to run a lottery for admission into Taconic High School. We have luckily been able to clear all of the Pittsfield resident students that had applied on time.
Right.
Yep. So we have knocked out a good portion of that wait list, and we're hoping to get to as many students that want the opportunity as possible.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And we have to take our hats off. We take it off. Tammy Gage and all the effort that she put in. We're having a plumbing program.
Yes.
Starting when?
So, hopefully, we just got the award. So it depends on how much of a process is, because part of the $4 million grant that we received is to put up, we don't have enough hard space here on the Taconic campus, so we have to put up another outbuilding to house our plumbing program, similar to our horticulture building, so that'll be part of the work.
Well, get going.
I know.
Not you. Let's not get it stalled in a school committee or
exactly.
somewhere.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's so important that we're staying up with the times. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm fortunate. I know a friend of mine who used to be a partner when I was in the police department, who's now a plumber. But I know people who've waited a long time, electricians and plumbers.
Yeah.
And I also have to say this. I've had Mr. DeMarco do electrical work for me, and it's been excellent. Now he's a teacher here.
Yes.
And from what I understand from the kids, a great one.
He is a fantastic addition to our staff. We are so lucky to have the CTE teachers that we have.
Yeah.
With all of the industry experience, it's amazing.
And I don't know whether it was Tammy or somebody at one point said, somebody said, well, they become teachers to make more money. I don't think so.
No. That's hardly the case.
No.
Yeah.
But and what's the teacher certification? I got some queries back after Tammy. Yeah. Could you kind of go into that just a hair?
Sure. So, the first step in a vocational teacher's licensure process is, being able to establish that they have that industry experience. And each program that you want to teach has a little bit different qualifications that they need. For example, for our plumbing instructor coming up, they're going to need at least 5 years of industry experience and have both a plumbing license and a master's plumbing license.
Wow.
So, that's how they establish their industry experience. And then on top of that, they have to, prove their skill to DESE. So there are exams that are both written and performance in their trade areas, and then establish some communication skills. So that's It's a lot for, you know, an industry person to come in. It's a big shift. And then once they're through that process, there is some coursework in education because, you know, typically people don't come into these experiences with any teaching experience.
Wow. So it's a process.
It is a process.
And I know that some of the teachers in the that piece of trades, they're all craftsmen and craftswomen. I mean, really and truly, they they know what they're doing. And, you know, I made this note for myself because at my age, if you don't make notes, I got stickums all over. I usually put them on my forehead so when I look in the mirror.
There you go.
How does the program work now with the vocational piece and the academic piece? Would you explain that, please?
So once we went to the full vocational model, we went to what is similar to other vocational schools. We have a week on, week off schedule, which means you spend, for Brendan, for example, he's in one full week of shop, and then on the other week he has his academic classes.
Okay.
And that's the same for 11th and 12th graders.
Okay.
In 9th and 10th grade, their amount of time in CTE creeps up a little bit. So, you know, as students progress, they go to a full week on, week off schedule here at Taconic.
Wow.
So, and those regulations are based on the number of hours that we need to provide for each vocational student. Students need at least 900 instructional hours in their vocational program over the course of their time at Taconic.
900? Wow.
Yeah.
That's, but Brendan, what, I have a list of questions for you, but I'm going to, what was the most, I don't want to say beneficial part. What did you enjoy the most about your vocational program?
I think it's the amount of, like, real world skills that I was able to apply so early on in my career, per se. I do a lot of work for the school here. I've done different video productions for, like, different PBIS programs, positive behavior enforcement services, is that, or information?
Yep.
I was close,
Yeah.
I've done stuff for them. I've done stuff for, like, school tours. I've been able to make videos for them. And also outside of Taconic, I've been able to take my skills in, like, lighting, sound, and stuff that I've learned in here and use it at places like Berkshire Theater Group, which I've been working for years, but I now work behind the scenes as well, making, like, putting on concerts, doing lighting, things like that.
Wow, and again, I do, to the audience, real world, hands-on experience. He hasn't graduated, and yet he's outside working in his skill field. And I go back to a young lady that I interviewed many years ago in the old Taconic, where the studio was a storage closet. Literally. And this young lady went into vocational welding and fabrication. Now, I used to work at Beloit Corporation. And the guys that worked at, mostly all guys then, back in that fabrication, you know, ate like rusty nails for breakfast and This young lady was learning that trade. You may remember her. Mm-hmm. She was learning that trade so that she could pay for herself to become a nurse practitioner.
Yep, yeah.
So, I mean, some of these young people are mature beyond their years. This gentleman, for sure. I mean, when I was in high school, I was thinking the next day, you know, not years down the road.
For sure.
And but what was the most challenging part of the program?
Most challenging? I think that would have to be balancing both academics and the trade.
The
week on, week off schedule is beneficial in so many different ways, but it also can be challenging when you only see those academic teachers every other week.
Yeah.
But it's staying on top of those, like, relationships in the classroom and making sure staying on top of all your work on both weeks is what pushes you through to be successful.
Well, for academic teachers, this has to be kind of a challenge also.
It's been an adjustment. We've spent a lot of time adding professional development in for our teachers to make sure, because now they're teaching in a 90-minute block. So, you know, you have your section of math or your section of science in a 90-minute block. So we've spent a lot of time, as we've transitioned here at Taconic, building that professional development time for teachers.
Wow. And to the all the teachers and instructors and people, support people, and Mr. Drury and his maintenance crew, who I have to tell you, taxpayers, I'm one. I never have come in this school when it wasn't spotless. I know I've said this in the, I'm an old Army guy. The first thing I look at, and I don't know why they taught us this, the floor. And this school is open. When I got here this morning, there were already kiddos here. Students, I'm sorry. students here. And it goes into the night. I've been here for events in the evening, 7, 8 o'clock at night.
Absolutely.
So I do want to brag on this school and brag on our school system. And because I think they do an excellent job. And I mean that from my heart. We have doctors and lawyers. We also have an astronaut who went to Taconic. There you go.
Yeah.
If you were advising some parents, Marcy, whose kids are like, I don't know what the grade structure is now. I'm so confused. Yeah. I don't know. I'd get on the wrong bus. But towards a trade, I would encourage if kids show an interest today, what's your best advice?
Well, I think the message that we are trying to get across to parents is sort of twofold. Number one is, you know, we have 15 programs, again, soon to be 16, that are really across every industry sector. So, and I think sometimes the perception in the community is more of the older vocational model.
Yeah.
Each program, you know, the technology in each program now is just incredible and growing astronomically.
Right.
So just to know that there is something for every student interest here at Taconic, and it's not, you know, and I think there's always been a little bit of perception that vocational education was less than. We are really trying to drive home the message that it is more than. You have more opportunities here, and you're going to get the same core curricular courses here at Taconic. We have the same offerings for AP, hopefully soon early college courses. So that you really do have all of the opportunities here at Taconic, not less.
And it's for those people that are not really staying up with it, today the trades are in more demand, say, than some college degrees. And also the scales of pay, I mean, some of these kiddos are getting out and their scales of pay will be far superior, and they won't be in debt.
Right. So, yeah.
You know, but when we look back, and again, the selection of the trades, and now the expansion, to me, it's evolutionary. I think the people at Taconic, and the people working the similar pathways, I guess you call them now, Tammy Gage.
Pathways. Yep.
Thank you, Tammy. Pathways at PHS. It's a different form of education. It's preparing kiddos for life.
Absolutely. So within each vocational framework, as you mentioned, it's not only the technical trade area skills that you need to learn, but then there's also the embedded math, science, you know, writing skills. So each, there's that amount in the curriculum. And then there's also the employability and the work readiness skills, the digital literacy, the entrepreneurship skills are written into every Chapter 74 program.
And Brendan, what you've done here at the school, you have, well, you were mature when you got here, but now, what will be the fondest memory you take away? Other than this show.
Oh, yeah. fondest memory I'd take away is I think the communities that show up in these places, I mean, in each trade, in each shop, there's their own different community. And having It's really awesome seeing all these, like the mentorship between, I think the mentorship, I'm changing my answer. The mentorship between senior and sophomores and then juniors and freshmen as they go through the trades is something that I was really fond of. And I was the first student in this program, so I didn't necessarily have that senior mentor. But being able to, in my shop week, I have a group of sophomores that I work with. And helping them learn the skills that I was able to learn and bringing them through and teaching them the right ways to do things. And it's like showing them and them being excited about the work is one of the most fulfilling parts of coming to school every day.
Yeah, and I have to say this, too. They have Rob Dumay and Mr. Choquette, Jamie Choquette. You're learning from pros, and they're both... I see the interaction every time I'm in here is so positive and so constructive. And, you know, when you're trying to learn something brain and hands, you need somebody that won't snap at you when you, you know, do something wrong.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of vocational educators is that they usually go into this because they have a passion for their trade area. And they're interested in giving that back to students.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, as we, let me head off Facebook.
Okay.
Before, the academics are as important to this student and all the students as the trades, but they have to marry. Right? Yeah. I mean, academically, to get into Syracuse, you had to do pretty good.
Absolutely.
You know, I barely got into BCC. But,
our academic teachers definitely. One of the things that we've done this year to sort of make that connection is we instituted our P2C curriculum, so it's a math curriculum that is completely embedded within career opportunities. So within math, they're doing real project-based learning that are associated with real career options.
I can't remember the teacher, but to illustrate that point, I can't remember the teacher's name because I can't remember where I parked the car. So you'll have to bring me back. But you know how she, with geometry, you know how she taught us angles? She brought in a tabletop pool table.
There you go. Yeah.
Right? And took it from theoretical to practical. Mm-hmm. And that happens every day here.
Yes.
With much more, probably more success. The again, for people just tuning in, I want to introduce my guest today, and I'm so pleased to have both of them. Marcy Simon, she is but what she does in real life is she places students in jobs working not only with the students, but with the employer.
Mm-hmm. So we were lucky to get, when I stepped into the supervisor role, we were lucky to get a full-time co-op coordinator to help us out
that. Yeah.
So that's Kimberly Conan.
Yeah.
So she helps me, she helps with that. She takes care of most of the employer placements at this point.
Good.
And that was definitely something that was needed as full-time. And we have over 60 students that are employed as
60.
Of today, right, and growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so can you take a minute and just name a few of the people
that
you have 60.
I know.
And I don't.
And I'm
going to
leave a lot of people out, but you know, we certainly have our. I would be remiss if I didn't mention our partnership with Haddad Toyota. You know, for our auto tech students, we have students at Lenco, Kamali Electric. Berkshire Health Systems is a huge supporter of employment, long-term care agencies, local restaurants. We have students. Everywhere.
Oh, I know.
Yep.
And isn't that great for our community?
Yes.
Really and truly. And we would be remiss. For those that really don't understand, George Haddad, through his connections and his association, I would say, with Toyota, when our students graduate, I keep saying kiddos, students graduate, they are what?
So they're going to leave with their Toyota Level 1 technician certification. So, and Toyota and George have been amazing. We have, you know, 3 Toyota vehicles for students to work on. We have all the technology. They have, you know, come and done trainings for our instructors with the curriculum so that we're completely aligned with the Toyota instruction.
And they get that level, which means they can go anywhere in the world, yes. basically.
Yep.
Toyota certified.
Yep.
And that, to me, what a gift to the city that is. Mm-hmm. And thank you, George, and thank you, Toyota,
yeah.
For doing it. And Brenda, what do you look forward to before we get into the break at going to Syracuse? What are you excited about?
Firstly, really, really excited to work on like all the equipment that they have there. They have like media or like industry standard top of the line stuff that I'm really excited to get my hands on.
Cool.
I got two more things. I'm also minoring in sports broadcasting.
Oh, cool.
And they have a lot of really like awesome sports teams and sports facilities as well.
Syracuse, yeah.
So I'm really, really excited to work with all this stuff that they have there and their sports teams being able to go to the games, but also hopefully being able to work on the games to some capacity. And then their alumni connections is something that I'm really excited to hear. I've heard so much about it in like the touring process, and then I went to an accepted students day, and they talked so extensively about the alumni, the orange community is that's what they call themselves, and it's like the being connected across the world. If you see someone with like an Otto the Orange or a Syracuse logo on their desk, you went there, you can probably find a friend or a coworker, like an acquaintance in them.
Oh, isn't that cool? In the military, they used to call the West Point graduates, used to call them ring knockers. If they knew you were a West Point graduate, and they would knock at the door with their ring.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to be taking a break here in just a minute, but I do want to say this, too. What you see is just we do these programs. I try to do these programs once a month. I touched my microphone. Sorry, guys. They were so kind to me here. Once a month, because I believe in this school. I believe in our whole community education program. As most of you know, my wife, or AKA the Polish Princess, was a teacher for over 40 years. And we need to support our schools, and we need to support our teachers and administrators that are running. It's not an easy job today. And I don't want to preach to you, but it really isn't. And when you see these people, this, want to know where your tax dollars are going? Right there. He's going to Syracuse University to major in broadcasting, something he learned here through his high school career in Taconic. Mm-hmm. And to me, we should be so proud of this and so proud of everything that's going on here. And now we have a waiting list.
We do.
And my last commercial before we go to break, we are having a plant sale. The springtime plants are back, Mr. Callahan and the horticulture program. And I just blanked on the date.
It's May 21st and 22nd, starting at 10 o'clock. And we usually wrap up around 4:30.
Yeah, and I will attest to this. Right hand up. The Polish Princess and I bought plants out here at that sale last spring, and they lasted into the fall, much longer than other places. So that, how'd I do with that?
You did great.
I wanted to be sure. No, but seriously, get out to this plant sale. It is amazing. It is truly amazing. And see what the students have done and their teacher, horticulture has exploded.
Yes, yes.
We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. I will miss seeing you, Brendan. But I'm not going to drive. I've done that once or twice. I had to drive the Northern. I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
And now we'll be back after the break. But what you've accomplished here, and I think he's an example of what students. I got a guy standing in the dark there. The same thing, I got this program, while the teachers are overseeing it, is being totally produced by the students. That's why we started doing this, real life experience. There they are. Get them back up on the screen there. There they are. And I can't tell you, this to me is like, I look forward to this like a kid looking forward to Christmas. And but all I can tell you, folks, is as a taxpayer, I'm very pleased with what I see here. And you, there are so many activities that go on, so many wonderful things that when we come back from the break, we'll talk about some more. But until then, what do we got left there, handsome? All right. Wrap it up? All right. We're going to go to break. I can't thank you enough. This is WTBR. We'll be right back. 89.7 FM on your radio dial. Thank you so much for watching. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM. You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Santrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Massachusetts. Retractable awnings, retractable screen, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at santrini.com.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
When emergencies happen, every second counts. That's why the City of Pittsfield has launched a new emergency alert mass notification system designed to keep you informed when it matters most. This free service delivers real-time updates about severe weather and storm warnings, public safety alerts, and urgent city updates. Whether you're at home, at work, or on the go, timely information can help you make safe, informed decisions. To sign up for alerts, visit the city's website at pittsfieldma.gov.
If you thought you knew your music, think again. It's time has come to experience a full spectrum of music. You're locked into the Majestic Michelle Radio Show. I'm Michelle, and every Tuesday from 10 to noon, we're bridging the gap between genres, generations. We'll give you the smooth, iconic moves of Elvis, the raw power of Shinedown to Alabama and everything in between. Please listen to 89.7 WTBR FM every Tuesday from 10 to noon.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates, welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back. Yes. I'm here today for those that are just tuning in. I'm here with Marcy Simons. She is the, got a title that big. She'll tell you what it is. And Brendan Bells. Brendan is a senior graduating in how many days?
In like a month, I think.
June 12th.
June 12th. So yeah.
That's right, yeah. Because of the snow day. June 12th. Then he's heading off to the Newhouse School at Syracuse University. I've known Brendan for a long time. I could not be prouder of any kiddos or students that I know than Brendan. He's mature beyond his years. He does a lot of stuff for the school. And he's taken his trade that he's learned here to the outside. So, Taconic builds character. It builds trades. It builds academics. It builds students into productive citizens, in my opinion. So without further ado, I'm going to go to Marcy Simons. This lady and her team, Ms. Conant, they place people and they oversee that. What a humongous job. Mm-hmm. It really is. And you have how many students again?
So we have over 60 students that are in cooperative education right now. But a lot of the work we do with each of our programs is to build an advisory committee.
Right.
So that is industry partners that come in and meet with us, maybe for some employment, but also to partner with our students for many other reasons. So we couldn't do this without our industry partners.
And you have an adult situation?
We do. So, you know, once we got towards reaching our full capacity of programs here at Taconic, we knew it was time to start some adult evening training as well. So we've been able to run, so far, we're on our fourth round of what we call our Career Technical Institutes.
Wow.
So we've had adult training in advanced manufacturing, metal fabrication, auto collision repair, and right now our horticulture program is finishing up their first round of adult training.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Don't let my wife hear that. But, we do want to say, we announced it before, the horticulture program is expanding, got some grants that expanded the program. They're having their big plant sale come up. Marcy will tell you the exact dates. I can attest to this. We bought plants that lasted from spring to fall. And Mr. Callahan and his team of students, they're really amazing.
Yeah, the work they're doing is fantastic. Last year, we were able, through the capital skills grant process in the governor's office, to get a $1 million grant. And we've used that to get some really much-needed equipment for horticulture. And because of how big it is, we need to build a garage outside for that. And in conjunction with that, we were able to really modernize a lot of our metal fabrication technology as well.
Cool, because that today is all high-tech. Yes. I mean... The other piece, too, is we, and if you could expand a little bit upon that, the new plumbing program that's coming in. I mean, boy, you want to talk about a trade that in demand.
Absolutely. I mean, we've heard from the community, forever, how much we need a plumbing program. And when we were looking at, you know, which program we wanted to apply for, we knew that was right up there would be our number one choice, especially because, you know, McCann just did such a great job opening their HVAC.
Right.
So this is a good complement to that to make sure that there are, you know, opportunities in every trade area within Berkshire County.
And Brendan is going into broadcasting at Syracuse. And again, I kind of go back over one of the reasons you picked Syracuse. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose Syracuse? I know you applied to a few and got accepted, but you chose Syracuse.
I think it's the scale of their operations. I like doing like really big productions, things like that. And I try to emulate that as much as possible here, as much as possible downstairs in the auditorium. So we got a subtle plug for our show, Big Fish. We have our second weekend coming up.
Come on. How long? Tell us the times.
We got May 14th, 15th, and 16th, of all of them at 7 p.m. But on the 16th, we also have one at 2 p.m.
Oh, cool.
As well. So,
cool, and Big Fish is the production.
Yes, it's the big spring musical. It is a sight to see. I'm playing Edward Bloom, if you're familiar with the story. He's the main character-ish.
Yeah.
So it's a good one. You don't want to miss it. But the scale of those productions down here than in here as well is something that I'm always searching for something bigger. And out of all the places that I had got accepted into, Syracuse felt like the next big thing.
Cool.
And I remember when I first toured it, which was October of my junior year. So a very long time ago, I walked on the campus and I heard about the stuff that they had there, and I just instantly knew that's where I'd wanted to be.
Wow. And as I said earlier in the show, I've known Brendan for a long time, and his family. If you were you're a kiddo watching this program or a potential student, what would you say you got out of this program holistically in the big picture of the entire program?
In the CTE program as a whole, I think the employability skills, I mean, Ms. Simons talked a little bit about it before, but there's always something different about a Taconic student when going for a job application anywhere. Yeah. And it doesn't matter in their trade or outside of their trade. I mean, I'm a grocery store cashier on the side as well as everything else that I do. But the employability skills that you learn just through, like, your interpersonal skills,
sure,
and being able to make eye contact or hold a complete conversation with somebody is not something that's explicitly taught at the high school level. I'm pretty sure not in most places, but
right,
here it's something that's focused on, and we're able to really have that connection with employers, and it trains you so well for your future,
sure,
and where you're headed next. Those skills will help you anywhere, no matter what you do.
And you're exactly right. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm probably, but I call those real life skills. Mm-hmm. I can remember when I graduated from high school, I didn't know how to write a check.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, that may seem minuscule, but when you got to write a check. But unfortunately, I had parents that would, took time to show me. But I think education today is really more tuned into real life, especially this type of education. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. We just started partnering. Berkshire Gas came and ran an apprenticeship demonstration for some of our students. And then they put out an application process for, students that wanted to apply for a paid summer internship.
Wow.
And we had three students that applied, and they were so impressed with their interview and employability skills that instead of taking just two of them, they're taking all three for summer internships this year.
Well, many years ago, they had a business program here, and they asked me at the time, I was working in human resources, to come and run some mock interviews for students. And I said at that point in time, some of those students interviewed better than people that I had interviewed when I was working for jobs. They were more prepared, and that's a real life skill.
Yes.
It's nice to know about Plato, but he was in my class, and he's not with us anymore. We went to high school together. But knowing what you know now, what would you tell some kid that's thinking about coming into this program?
I couldn't recommend it enough. This program specifically has been something really special to me, the multimedia broadcast and production, because I was the first student to sign up for it. And watching it grow as much as I have throughout the 4 years here has been something that I'm really proud of. But for CTE education as a whole, coming to Taconic High School, I also cannot recommend that enough. When I was choosing into high school, I toured a bunch of the different ones around the area, and this is one that stuck out again to me so much because of everything that they have to offer here. It is that bigger experience that I was looking for, and it's really incredible to see the work that students do here, and knowing that I could be a little bit I could be a part of it in some capacity. I couldn't recommend it enough.
And you see why I say he's mature beyond his years? Because he's mature beyond his years. Marcy, they have a program now, and it's where kids, when they come to Taconic, they get to go to the different shops.
Yes.
What are they called?
That's our Career Exploratory Program.
Thank you.
And that is every ninth grader for the first half of ninth grade. They're going to see each of our programs, and then they select some that they want to see for a week-long experience.
Okay.
So they get an immersion experience, and they get to learn all of the different aspects of that trade area.
Okay.
And then that gets them about halfway through their freshman year. And at that point, they're deciding, what do I think I want to study? you know, for the next, for the rest of my time here at Taconic. They create a presentation, and we invite their caregivers in, and they say, based on, you know, what I've learned so far this year, I think I would be the best fit for multimedia or carpentry or electrical, whatever it might be. And then that's how, you know, we place students in their in their field of study.
Yeah, and don't, I always thought that was brilliant. Because right now they may want to, well, I want to go into broadcasting, but then all of a sudden they get into carpentry and say, oh, I like this better. But giving them a taste of all of it, that again to me is real world education.
Well, your example of the metal fab student funding herself for, you know, we've seen the reverse of that as well. You know, we have students that think, you know, they come here because they know of our health technology program or something else they might have been interested in, but they get into that welding booth and they're like, this is amazing, right? And I didn't know that I would really like this until I experienced it. So we have a lot of, we have a lot of those stories here at Taconic.
And, you know, there was another young fella, and when I did a TV show, he came out and I had all these people on camera, you know, all these big stuff. And he said, I'm going to be a chef. He was in culinary. He said, I'm going to be a chef, but my ultimate goal is my chef position will pay for me to be a doctor. And when I get to be a doctor, I'm going to buy my mother the house she always wanted. Well, I looked around. And, you know, But what always has amazed me is the difference of the Brendan's and so many of the other students here, of their ability to see the future, not just today. You know, that's different from me, anyhow, when I was in high school. But placing, how the people you place with, how do they interact with the school?
So it usually it can work two ways. We employ a lot of we have a lot of employers already in our network. And we oftentimes have, you know, I'm ready for my next co-op student, you know, and I want to give another student an opportunity. So we do have many repeat employers. But we really reach out to try to make, I think what's unique about our co-op program is between our instructors, our co-op coordinator, and our whole department, we really try to make the experience for the student very much related to what their career goals are. So I, you know, we work really hard to make sure that we have the right placements.
And again, it's what I love about this school and this program, our education school department, is it's looking at the bigger picture. It's take a young man like Brendan and knowing and letting him grow. And that's a tribute to Mr. Choquette and Rob Dumais and Mr. Dumais. Sorry about
that.
Because they encourage you. And I know the other teachers do the same because you see the kids out there.
I think Brendan touched on that mentorship piece. And I think we have, you know, expressly written that sort of into our curriculum, having students think about what their career planning is. That starts now in sixth grade in Pittsfield Public Schools. We're doing a lot of work with career planning
That
students are forward thinking and what their goals are. And I think, you know, as students progress through CTE and they develop those leadership and mentorship skills, it really takes them to that next step.
And boy, it's a different work world. Soon to be even more different with AI. I interviewed, remember the guy that came before the school committee and did the spiel on AI?
Yes.
Well, I interviewed him after on my program, and it, to me it was like, I just sat there with my mouth open when he was saying, you know, how vast AI is and what it can do. And cautionary, folks, just cautionary. The old fat guy almost got caught up in a scam. Sounded like his nephew calling. Had the voice of my nephew. And so I'm just telling you, double check everything. Because that we darn near got caught up in a real mess. But we fortunately we didn't. But it was my nephew's voice.
Yeah.
And I asked questions and he answered them.
Wow, that's scary.
Yeah. But Brendan's taken off. He's gone up to Syracuse. And we'll miss him. I'm sure Mr. Choquette and Mr. Dumais and Ms. Simons will be missing him because you've been a really active part of the school. You know, I'm going to phrase this after a statement to a question. The statement is you have put a lot into your education. What do you think you got out of it?
I think the biggest thing that I've gotten out of it is the opportunity to have that forward-thinking plan.
Very good.
You know, no one knows exactly where they'll be in 5 years, but I think the picture that I have is clearer than a lot of kids my age because I have had that forward-thinking opportunity at Taconic to be able to see what I want, be able to do what I want, and to know that I want to continue doing that.
That's excellent. I mean, for folks that are sitting out there, this is a young man, a senior in high school, who probably gave a better answer than I would have given. Not probably. Gave a better answer than I would have given. Marcy, and I think it's good to know, you work through the summer. You're not one of the people. You stay connected. Mm-hmm. That employers, if an employer is interested now, how would they contact you to, say, learn about more about a co-op?
Yep, just give us a call right here at Taconic High School. They will absolutely connect you. You know, we have employers that reach out every day. If you go onto this Taconic website, there's a contact us link, and they'll forward me all of those messages, and we will definitely follow up with any employer or industry partner that wants to get involved here.
And I would think with the culinary arts and grounds and a lot, now it's summer. We are a mecca for vacations, resorts, and all that. I would imagine that they would want to do that because, like Mr. Callahan's horticulture program, they know about groundskeeping and all that. That program is really expanded. Electronics. If you are an employer and you want to contribute to the community by helping a young person learn a skill or perfect, perfect their skill, give a call or text or email.
Yep.
I'm not all.
It's okay.
This is my cell phone is the extent of my technological capacity. Now, I want to tell you something and somebody you should chat with. Before you go, his name is Sean Sear. Mm-hmm. He's the executive director of PCTV and WTBR, and he's a Syracuse graduate.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that. I know of him. But
Yeah. He's a Syracuse graduate. He's a wonderful guy. He puts up with me. No, really, he does. He has for years. He used to have a full bushy hair, and now he's more like me. But really and truly touch base with him. And you know, Marcy, I'm glad that we did this show because I want people to understand it's just they come here, they learn it. No, it's much more involved. Mm-hmm. You lived it. You've learned it from the day one. You were the first student. I mean, that's your tribute to this whole program. Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And for the people that are just tuning in, what was that award you won again?
The MAVA Outstanding CTE Student of the Year.
And Marcy would tell you what MAVA means.
Yes. The Massachusetts Association for Vocational Administrators. And every year, every vocational school throughout Massachusetts presents their outstanding student. And Brendan, you know, hands down was our selection for this year because, you know, as you mentioned, I don't think that there's a student here at Taconic that has gotten more involved in the school community and promoted his program more than Brendan.
And for those, here's, I'm going to have you cover a couple of the negative things.
Okay.
While they don't get a good basic academic education, handle that for me.
No, not true.
Not true.
You know, students in CTE take the same academic classes at, you know, at all levels, whether it's intensive, honors, AP, college classes that every other high school student, no matter what campus they're on, take.
And let's dispel these, I call them kind of vicious rumors.
They're like pervasive myths, right?
That we pervasive. See, that's why she's the boss. I gotta look that word up after. But I'm only kidding. Pervasive myth, but it is true. The academics at Taconic High School are as rigorous as any high school in Berkshire County or the country.
Absolutely.
And he's a living example.
Yeah.
And you can take honors if you want.
Yep.
Advanced or if you placement. Qualify, I guess.
Students go, you know, they take college classes. Some of them either go to the BCC campus or they do the work right here, you know, at Taconic High School, but they're completing college level courses, you know, before they even graduate.
I remember walking out one day in the old Taconic, and there was a group of about four kids there. And I said, what are they doing? And the person who walked out with me said, well, they're getting ready to go to BCC. So I don't mean to preach, but this is a wonderful school system. And it's like real life issues happen in real life. And my experience with the Pittsfield school system, from being a cop years ago to even now, they correct it, they make things happen. And this is the last show of the season, or should I say the academic year, academic year. I used to call them academia, academic year, because although graduation is late and school ends late, we decided that this would be the last show this year. On a personal note, I would like to thank Mr. Dumais and Mr. Choquette and Dr. Bishop. Ooh, almost made a mistake. Dr. Bishop and all the people at Taconic, they've been so kind to me in that in allowing me to do this, and I will be forever grateful. And one last thing. This Memorial Day, take a minute. Just take a minute. And think what Memorial Day really is. It's not a car sale, it's not a picnic. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I think often of those who didn't come home. So if you can, this Memorial Day, do it. I can't thank you guys enough.
Thank you, thank you.
Brendan, I would say I'd come up and see you at Syracuse, but the bus, my bus ticket doesn't go that far. But I wish you the very best of everything.
You.
You're a marvelous young man. You're a credit to your family. You're a credit to Taconic. Marcy, what can I say? What you do for all of these students, got it right, in the whole school system. And thank you for coming on. I know you're big. I have to just say this. Whenever I call, I'm not at my desk. I'm going to get her one of those desks that you push, you know.
Well, that's what I use around the school all day.
Because she really deserves it. And to my, thank you, dude. Timing man and back there, thanks so very much. And to all of you for watching, thanks. I've had a nice run. God bless and take care of each other. Why? Each other. That's all that we have. Be well. Good luck. Happy summer. Bye-bye.